Ask a question, raise your hand. Fish or Daniel, get your microphone. Go from there. Everybody ready? Everybody ready?
That's a huge win for our team, and both teams really played hard, and both teams made a lot of plays, and we both made some mistakes, but that was a great win for our team. It really tipped a positive way that they've been playing for a long time, make a lot of mistakes, but never give up, never give in, always depend upon each other, and when you have to have the biggest play, somebody makes it. And we made a lot of lucky shots today, I'll tell you what, but we'll take them. And their mental toughness allows them to not worry about things like that. They're capable of making plays at the end of the shot clock and huge plays because they're tougher than nails. And I've been around a lot of tough teams. I have not been around a tougher one than this. And they defy the odds. Not one person spoke about losing an unbelievable player since that time it happened last week. They just said, how are we going to do this? And we tried to figure it out, and they asked me, and I said, I don't really know, but we'll figure out something. And guys, you just keep on playing. You make some shots, and you defend, you rebound, and everything's going to turn out great. I've never been around a tougher group of people, and that's no disrespect to anyone I've been around. But this team is something else, and it's led by great leadership of Ramel Bradley and Joe Crawford. And you talk about those guys are special. And we'll have a lot of great players here in the future. We've got some right now, but those guys are very, very, very special players. And they never listen to anybody, including their coach sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. That was supposed to be funny. But obviously it wasn't. They just play, and they compete, and they got the heart. I mean, the biggest heart you've ever seen. Every single player on that team, they got big hearts. And there's no question they got big blue hearts. And our fans today have awfully big hearts, too, because I've never heard anything like it. I've never heard anything like it. And the ovations that those guys got at the start and the ovations that we received when we banked a three in from the corner, those are as loud as you'll ever hear. And they made as big a difference as one could ever have made for a team that finished up its conference record 8-0 at home. And just unbelievable performance. As you can tell, there's no way I could possibly be prouder than a group of young men.
Billy, it's South Carolina, Joe, and Ramel carry a big ball to the scoring. Today it seemed like a lot of the other guys kind of stepped up. Can you talk about that, please?
Everybody made big plays. I mean, Derek Jasper, they said that a year ago or when we got here, he said he couldn't shoot threes. Well, he looked pretty good to me. And he's looked pretty good to me all year long. And that just shows you what hard work does. If you work hard and you have the ability like he does, things are going to work out. They said Ramon Harris needed seasoning, and that three-point play he made, or I don't know if he got a three-point play. I know he attacked the basket against the press. That's a big play. Every single one. Mike Porter's playing with a bad shoulder, all taped up, everything, and he stepped in, caused a foul trouble, made big play after big play. Not a lot of baskets, but did a fantastic job guarding. Perry Stevenson had by far the worst 2 days of practice I've ever seen a guy have, and played by far the best game he's ever played in his career. And so next time he practices bad, I'm going to be really excited about it. They're tough. Every one of them, Joe and Ramel, they give you a lot of comfort out there. They give me an unbelievable amount of comfort. But they also give their teammates an unbelievable amount of comfort as well. You can tell the confidence level is always up when both those guys are out there. A.J. Stewart was fantastic, by far his best game as a collegian. And I don't know who I'm leaving out, but the bench was fantastic. They all were pulling together. They got excited. They've been excited. It was a total team effort. Like you're saying, Jerry, I guess I could have said that in like 10 seconds. As you can tell, I'm a little excited. I've been very proud of this team, but never more proud than today.
Coaches, you might even before the game, during the pregame ceremony, continue the game ceremony, you got a little more emotional out here. What was going through your mind
though? It's the last time these guys are going to get to play here on their home court. I love tough people. I love people that don't care what happens. They just make something work. And I've been around a lot of special people. These are special young men, and they're going to graduate from Kentucky. They've represented this university very well. They're great leaders on campus, and they're two of the toughest guys. They're going to have great careers after they get done here. And just to think about not seeing them back out there with number 3 and 32 next year, that's a sad day for me.
Who do you think Mr. Perry, how important was what he gave you both ends of the change of shots and blocks?
He was awesome. He had 3 blocks in the first half when he came in. He really played well. That's one thing about Perry today that was a little bit different than what he's done. Usually he comes into the game his first time, and he may be taking a nap or something the first time he comes into the game, and then he usually comes back in and plays lights out. But today, as soon as he got into the game, he was fantastic. And 5 blocks, I mean, that speaks for itself. I didn't know he had 18 points. I knew he had a lot of rebounds. 18 points and 10 when your team needs it the most. That show says a lot about his character as well.
Coach, it's really cliche usually to say the same thing one game at a time, and I know Coach proves that in 6, but it seems like his team never ever really looked beyond the next game. Talk about how important that was and what you all needed to do.
If we would have ever taken the wrong approach and looked to what some of you folks call the big picture, the big picture is always your next game. And our big picture today, as I said on Friday, it was Florida. And if they would have said, well, this is where we are now and this is where we got to get, then you lose focus and you're wasting a lot of time. Let's focus on our next team. Let's focus on our next opponent. These guys have done it as well as anyone I've ever been around, and they took them one game at a time. They took it one play at a time. They took it one possession at a time. They took it one shot at a time, and they really focused in, and that's the reason they were able to succeed over a 16-game schedule.
Coach, when Patrick got hurt a week and a half ago, I know everybody said, well, we're going to soldier on, et cetera. Now looking back, 3-point loss to Tennessee and 2 wins, I mean, could you have expected this positive result of what happened to Tennessee?
I did. Nobody ever said I was a very intelligent person, but when you have belief, you can do anything. And this team obviously has belief. And I'm a strong believer myself, and I couldn't care less. That's not exactly what we wanted to happen to us, but it did. That's not what we wanted, but it happened. So you're going to crawl in a hole somewhere never to be seen or heard from again? I don't think so. And I thought we could win them all, and that's no disrespect to any of our opponents. I think our guys did. I think they exhibited that they didn't say, hey, well, we feel sorry for ourselves. Every single person probably thinks, well, you got an alibi now if you do get beat. We didn't take alibis. We don't make alibis. We don't accept them. So to answer your question, yes, I thought we could.
Billy, how big in your big picture was keeping the turnovers way down?
I didn't know we only had 9. It we put on a clinic right there at the end of running press offense, obviously, but that's much better. I don't know. I mean, I think we had 15 over there, and we scored as much against the press as we gave it up, but we just didn't execute very well down the stretch, and they did a really good job. The problem that got us in that hole was we didn't guard the ball screen the right way. We gave them too many easy baskets. We were defending really well for a long time, making them shoot perimeter shots, and they started missing some of those, and that's when we were making everything we threw up. But then we missed a couple of free throws, and then we didn't guard the ball screen. We got tight, and they did a good job not letting us get what we wanted on the press offense. But we were able to do what we needed to. In the end, all's well that ends well.
So you talked about making shots, getting the shot clock, watching the team, you just keep thinking how you can keep doing it. They keep hitting them, but what is it about a team or a player that makes them do that even on a regular basis like the team today?
I think they're mentally tough. I think they're really, really, really mentally tough. And if you're Derrick Jasper and you fought through what he did to ever even just give himself a chance to be out on the court, you're pretty tough physically, and you have to be tough mentally to continue to fight on. Most players in this situation would have sat out the entire season, and he chose not to do that. He's physically tough. He's mentally tough. Joe's tough. All of them are. They're not afraid to fail. They're not afraid to miss, and they have an unbelievable amount of belief in themselves and other people. You can't believe, philosophically speaking here, I don't think that people have the ability to believe in others unless they can believe in themselves. These guys believe in others, but they obviously believe in themselves as well. And it's a great character trait, but they also know that they gained all those mental toughness things by working hard. and trying to defy the odds, and they definitely defy the odds thus far.
Coach, you were probably the most critical of Joe at the start of the season. And talk about how you kind of calmed through that and grown from that.
I don't think I was critical. I think I was honest. And you know, I'm going to be honest all the time. And sometimes it may sound abrasive or it may, in your opinion, may sound critical. I'm not being critical, but I'm not going to be dishonest and try to sugarcoat something if it's not there. And I don't think that's the way you teach young people. But sometimes it comes across as abrasive. I understand that. But he wasn't healthy early. Joe had surgery in August or September, and he fought back from that. Nobody ever mentions that now. He doesn't mention it. He doesn't want it mentioned. When he got in shape, because after the surgery, he was out basically all summer long because of some particles in his knee. And he got in shape, and he's been one of the best players in this conference and one of the best players anywhere. Joe's an NBA player, no question about it. When you make plays like he does and you can create something out of nothing like he can, and you get yourself in shape like he has, and you become as competitive as he has been and make clutch shots and those kind of things, that's the guys that get a chance to play for a long time and make a lot of money doing it.
Really, nobody ever said I was very intelligent either, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you this question.
I must agree with you on that one. We went to the same school.
What's your reaction to the suggestion that, you know, that this one gets you in, that this is a tournament question?
Nobody's on the committee that I have not spoken to the committee, and you know, everybody wants to talk about this guy says this, that guy says this, whatever. Our team says let's win our next game. Let's go to Tennessee and try to win. Let's try to beat Alabama when they played them here. Let's try to beat Arkansas when they played them here. Let's try to beat South Carolina on the road. Let's try to whatever. Let's try to do that. And let the chips fall where they may. There's no question about it. It's been good for a while. We continue to win. We're going to go down there and try to win our next game. And it's one of the toughest teams. It's one of the best teams anywhere right now because of their toughness. The team we beat today is a very, very, very good team. And it's a very difficult team to guard against because they have so many weapons to score and they run such great stuff. And they definitely exposed what we didn't do well, whatever possession it was. But we played a hard team to guard on Wednesday on their home court. We played the number one team in the country last week, who just had gone to number one's home court and beat them on their home court. So this team's peaking at the right time, like all of our teams always have.
Last question, Jeremy.
I just wondered if you're troubled at all or concerned about 9-for-20 at the line. Even Romel is becoming almost human.
I didn't think that we'd miss that many, you know, but we did today, and I don't know why, but I'm not concerned about it. I mean, you look at it, and you should say, well, the coach better be concerned about it, but if we make 10-for-18 from three, I'll take 9-for-20 from the line. But Perry made two big ones at the end. Huge. He kept telling me, Coach, get me the ball, I'll make them. And that's another step in Perry's development. He wanted that ball at the end because he was going to make free throws. I thought Derek was going to make his. I thought Romel would make his. They didn't, but they didn't let it affect him. I have confidence that they'll make them next time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. You know, I'm just kidding.
No, you're right. But I'm paying attention.